Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Good morning. It is Monday, the 12th of August, 2019. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe Living Pork Chop, Lenny Breer, technical producer in Houston. And you, hey, I want to hear from you. I want to know what's going on. Let's get that early morning check-in, the first call of the day. Pork Chop standing by. He gets depressed when you don't call because he has nobody to talk to. 833-563-2539. Pork Chop, how was your weekend, by the way? You look like you were busy.
Yeah, I had some good things happen and some bad things.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I went to Michigan to DJ a wedding.
Okay.
And it went very well. I liked that the wedding was done by 8:30.
Nice.
Wow, that's
good.
An early wedding night.
Yeah, so that was nice. When I got there, I didn't realize it, but I had a stain on my pants, like a bleach stain.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, yeah, I put that on Instagram. There's like some blotches. So I got a black Sharpie and just colored it in.
Honestly, I could not tell.
Yeah.
It blended
that's
in
genius.
So well. That
yeah.
is so genius.
Now, was that bleach or ranch? Be honest.
It was definitely, I think it was bleach. I don't know. And then, oh, dude, my whole trip, like, was almost defeated, like, the purpose. Because on my way back from the wedding, like, I literally got done, pulled the van in, and I was driving to my boss's to go get paid. And I guess I ran a yellow light, and I got pulled over. But, like, I name-dropped. I was like, yeah, I was just going to see Jim to get paid. I just finished DJing a wedding because, like, my boss is, like, a big, like, name in the town.
Oh, okay.
So they're like, all right, we'll be right back. They came back and they let me go. Thank God.
Man,
nice.
You keep on getting pulled over for somebody that's trying to save money. You keep on spending a lot of it.
Is that illegal to run a yellow light? I don't know. Whatever. And then something else terrible happened as I was driving back. A rock hit my windshield and cracked it.
Oh,
that is the absolute worst.
I know.
Dude, so. I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad you're here and hopefully you'll avoid any further expenses. Liv, how was your weekend?
I had a pretty busy weekend, but it was super fun. And last night, I got to kick it off. I had the Sunday scaries a little bit, but then they were fixed because I went to go see the Impractical Jokers.
Yes, I love
live.
That show.
I probably watch that show every single day, not even exaggerating, not even kidding. Like, I watch it every single day.
So is my grandma.
And it was so much fun to, like, see him in person. It was, like, almost, like, so weird. I, like, had a very weird celebrity shock. Like, I've seen big names in concerts and things like that, and I've seen, like, comedy shows. But for people that I watch every single day, I was, like, almost, like, so starstruck, like, being in the crowd and in the audience, seeing them live. And it was so much fun, their show, and it was so funny.
Was it different than their TV show? Because in the TV show, they have hidden cameras and they pull pranks on people. What do they do live on the stage in front of people?
They tell stories.
Okay.
So, like, old stories, new stories, recent stories, kind of about themselves. They kind of, like, banter back and forth. And then they do actually play videos, like, never before seen
stuff.
Oh, cool.
It
was so cool.
All right, good. I thought you were going to talk about the one video that got, or the picture that got posted on our Instagram of you passed out.
Oh, no.
It's up there, by the way, if you want to see it. Instagram Radio Now AM
that
show.
That was so epic. I laughed so hard.
I was like, is she okay? Poor girl passed out off
White
Claws.
I mean, it was literally like probably 11 p.m. and I was out in the sun all day. So
well, we're glad you're doing well. Austin, hey, you are on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. How was your weekend, Austin?
I had a great weekend, actually. I went over to a buddy's and we had a cookout and a bonfire. And then yesterday I was over at my dad's house. And I was changing my oil under my car, and my dad had my sister come over, and little did I know they had hundreds of water balloons waiting for me and lots of squirt guns. And all the kids and my dad and my sister just bombarded me yesterday with
Dude,
all that water.
Oh, my God.
They set you up, man. That's not cool. Did you have any way to get back at them? You throw, like, some of that oil at them or anything?
I did not throw oil on, no. I just grabbed a squirt gun and got all of them back as quick as I could.
Dude, that's
that is
cool.
So much fun.
This is like a great weekend. My weekend, Austin, thank you for calling in, by the way. 833-563-2539. Austin is our first caller of the day. You can tell all your friends about that. It's a big award, I hear. Mine was fun. I got to hang out with our friends Chad and Stacy. We got to go hang out by the pool because I don't own a pool, so it's fun to chill in one. Thank you for that. Thanks for the little kid that let me borrow their noodle. You guys know what those noodles are? You floating them?
Yeah.
Did you break it?
I float. No, I didn't. How do you break a noodle floating in the water? Mm. No, I got to float on that. I pounded some Arnold like Palmer spiked drinks. Mm. Those are my go-to.
You keep talking about that. You need to bring me one in.
No, but but I might do it for what I'm into this week. So that was fun. Then he smoked steaks. I've never had steaks on a smoker. Holy crap, they were so good. We ate some sweet corn. We played some games, and it was just an awesome weekend. Oh, I beat him at disc golf too. I'm still undefeated. So if anybody wants to step up, you know where to find me.
Who came the closest?
What?
Who came the closest to ever beating you? Me?
I don't know. Might have been.
Only by three.
I just can't believe you guys are still into that.
Liv,
I love
it. Sorry we have a passion for life and we can't control ourselves. But
it's
I'm not ashamed.
It's so nerdy.
No, it's such a great workout. I love it.
Love being a nerd. There's worse things to be. So that was kind of our weekend. You can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, or call 833-563-2539 and let us know how your weekend was.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Singer John Legend held a surprise performance Sunday night for survivors and victims' families of the Dayton, Ohio shooting that claimed 9 lives last week. So Legend, who is actually from Ohio, toured the area where the shooting took place just 1 week after the incident, stopping in various shops in the city and visiting the families of the shooting victims. He was shown around the city by Dayton Mayor Nan Wally. And Legend explained that growing up in close proximity to Dayton made the impact of this shooting especially felt. He added, "I just wanted to support Dayton and this area. I grew up in Springfield. We were all struck by this tragedy." He followed the press conference with a surprise performance of a few songs to try to help bring comfort to some of the survivors of last week's tragedy.
That's good of him to go out there and do that.
I know, so sweet. Taylor Swift fans love the videos friends took of her over the weekend, showing her appearing to be very drunk and singing to her own music. Drunk Taylor immediately shot up the trending topics list on Twitter, with fans praising her enthusiasm and willingness to get down to her own jam.
Do you think Taylor, like, in her camp, are cool with that video being out? Or you think it's like, Liv, how could you leak that video of me? Because I think she's got to be upset about that, because she is just, she's having a time. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, no, see, I think they don't mind it just because, one, they probably controlled it. They probably allowed it to be leaked out. And two, it shows her being normal and being relatable.
I don't think they want that out there, though.
She needs to do that every now and then. I don't know. I think they do.
If I look like that, please do not release video of me if you see me out on the weekend, okay?
Speaking of Taylor, there were also rumors flying around about why her and Karlie Kloss's friendship ended. So Taylor Swift and Victoria's Secret model Karlie Kloss were not only good friends, but Karlie had her own house or her own room in Swift's $47 million Tribeca apartment.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, that all changed after Swift and Kloss got into a fight after Swift claims Kloss invited people to her room without Swift's approval. While reps deny the fight ever happened, one source says Taylor got upset over something crazy and then she just alienated Karlie Kloss. The Jonas Brothers accepted the Teen Choice Decade Award at the Teen Choice Awards this past weekend.
The first award we ever won was a Teen Choice Award. And it meant so much to us because it was voted on by teens, by people our age at the time.
And I think for all of us, the thing that's most important is that we share with you that those things that you feel like you're singled out about, you're bullied about, that define you in your teen years can become the thing that make you special. It's your gift. It's your power.
Side note, my friend went to go see them in Tampa this weekend, and she said that the concert was absolutely insane and amazing. And at one point they said, they like looked around and they're like, It doesn't look like a lot of you guys got dropped off by your parents this time. I think times have changed. Let's party. And then they all three took like a tequila shot. And they said that like all three of their wives were there. And that it was like super cute. Because
White Claws are waving in the air.
Yeah, exactly. Because their tour just opened up last week. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she said it was amazing.
Live the Web Girl with the Garbage. Thank you so much.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it. Monday Motivation here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. I love this. Our men and women that are serving us and protecting us, they do so much even when they're off the clock. For example, an airman pulls over his car to help an elderly woman with her groceries. Jabril Jennings of Tinker Air Force Base, that's where he's out of in Oklahoma City, spotted Janice Hall near Interstate 240 out there. It's a busy highway. Walking from the Walmart, kind of doing the thing guys always do. Her arms were full of groceries. Like she had like the power grip kind of.
Oh, yeah.
But she's an older lady. And not saying that older people can't do stuff, but it was nearly 100 degrees that day. And she could be seen struggling to carry in the bags. She is still at 2 miles to go to her house. So he offered her a ride. She gladly accepted. They soon became friends when they ended back to her house. The airman helped the woman carry in her groceries. And then she said the guy's so nice that he actually plans to recruit a few of his fellow Air Force buddies. And they're going to fix her ramp outside of her house to make life easier because she's not in a wheelchair, but she has like a little assisted walker thing. So she does. It's easier for her to go up a ramp and it's broken. Aww. So now they're going to fix that for her. That's some motivation this morning.
That is so sweet.
What do you got, Live the Web Girl?
Okay, so Simone Biles, this past weekend was the World Gymnastics Competition.
Yeah, my wife loves it.
Yes, and obviously Simone Biles was competing in it. And so on the first day of the competition, she missed her never before seen move in her floor routine. So she was trying something that no one has ever done before. And so the second day of competition, she could easily just take out that move and put in a move that she knows that she can land. Because, I mean, she's Simone Biles. But she didn't. And the next day, she tried the move that she messed up the day before again and landed it absolutely perfect, making her the first woman to land a triple-double on a competition floor ever.
That is so amazing.
In the world. So she failed, but she picked herself back up, tried it again, and conquered the next day.
Love it. Porkchop, what do you got today for Monday Motivation?
There's a guy named Lamar Harris. He is from Gloucester, New Jersey. That's like kind of close to Philadelphia. And he's an older gentleman, and he's got some disabilities. He lives by himself because his father passed away. And unfortunately, he got a letter saying like he was going to lose his house.
Oh, no.
It turns out like he didn't pay any taxes in 2019, and he had a lien on his house that he hasn't been paying monthly. So, but the thing is, like, he's a real family guy. Like, he loves his neighbors. He puts their mail in, he brings the trash out, pulls the trash can back to the house, and everyone in this neighborhood just loves this guy. So they all pulled together, they did a couple of fundraisers, they did a GoFundMe, they raised $50,000 for this guy so he can keep his house.
Wow, that's a lot of money, guys. That's incredible.
That's amazing.
All right, cool. Hey, we're going to put all these stories together. We'll put a swipe up link on our Instagram for you to check out Monday Motivation. Just follow us right now. It's Radio Now AM Show. Joe's Need to Know News. You probably saw this everywhere over the weekend. Accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein was found hanging in his New York City prison cell on Saturday. An autopsy conducted by the New York City Medical Examiner was taking place over the weekend following his death. They say it's a suicide, but everybody I see says no way, something else happened.
There are a hella conspiracy theories out there about this right now.
So, yeah, if you want to delve into that wormhole, have a good time because you'll find plenty of stuff on the internet. But a source claimed that guards at the jail did not follow procedure. Once again, that makes people say, why didn't they do that? And check the inmates every 30 minutes overnight. Epstein's cellmate had been transferred out, so he had been left alone. It's just so funny because everybody's got
a theory. Oh, yeah, and he was taken off suicide watch. He was on suicide watch for a little while, but then they took him off. So people are hella woke on this.
So I'm disappointed. Not that I am sad to see a person like that go, but the fact is I want to see all the other people that were involved and held everybody accountable, and that may not be possible now.
Right.
Imagine this. You get to go and buy a home. You and Jewel Daddy are looking.
Okay.
You walk in and you find something that makes you instantly want to turn around. You're like, what the heck did I get into? All right. This happened in Michigan, my home state. I'm disappointed by this. A black man was going to buy a home in Michigan until he found an application to the KKK in the bedroom. But it gets even juicier.
What?
Liv, the Army veteran and his wife were ready to make an offer for the house, which is being sold by a cop. He first became suspicious when he saw a Confederate flag, but, you know, then he found the application to the Ku Klux Klan in a bedroom. The man posted on Facebook, quote, I feel sick to my stomach knowing that I walked to the home of one of the most racist people in Muskegon. This is on the west side of Michigan.
Yeah.
Hiding behind his uniform and possibly harassing people of color in different nationalities. Now, that's not a guarantee, but it's like, that's not a good look. The police department's looking into it, but it's like, dude, like, I'm not saying you're racist if you have a Confederate flag. I mean, they lost the war, but whatever. But it's like, what are you doing with KKK stuff? Unless you're like some collector, but why are you collecting that?
No, the only
thing. Kind of shady.
The only thing that would redeem this guy is if he's like an undercover cop. He's like an undercover cop, and so like he went to get an application to like work undercover or something. Any other reason, I'm sorry, is not a good enough reason.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like I don't think in that part of Michigan where I'm from, they have a lot of, hey, we have to go undercover for the Klan. Like, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, at least that's part that I know of. I don't think it's a big like task force.
Ugh.
All right, this has gone viral on TikTok. But by the way, do you have the TikTok app?
I don't have the TikTok app. I feel like if there's any TikToks that are worth it, I'll end up seeing them on Twitter.
It's not worth your time trying to find it. Okay. I mean, that's how Old Town Road really got taken, like took off, was because of TikTok on there. Well, there's an oven door that sounds like a familiar song. Porkchop knows what this is. So Liv, I'm going to put you to the test. Listen.
Okay.
And tell me if you can hear the song. It's an oven door opening and closing. It is so funny. It's on. It's got tons of views, but one more time. I love that. Like, people have such a keen ear, you hear that, because think of all the squeaks you have, but I love anytime
so
we have those.
Funny.
See, that makes me want to go download the app to go see that. And finally, a city crew, like a public works crew, in Huntington, West Virginia, was sent out to cut down an old tree. But guess what, guys? The tree cutting didn't go as planned, and they messed up, and it landed on an empty park car.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, good thing there was a local news station to go out there. Apparently, it was not a really busy day in Huntington, so they went on by, and they did a story with a bystander. This guy's name is Billy Tatum, and I tell you right now, Billy Tatum has gone viral. Listen to this guy talking about, like, an eyewitness account of what happened.
As the tree was cut down and landed right onto a parked vehicle, totaling it. We're told that car belongs to a Marshall student. You can imagine how upset she had to be when she came outside and saw her car looking like this. Here's a little of what that witness had to say.
Sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. It was, I hate to say it, it was kind of cool. You know, I mean, what doesn't like, you know, destruction. Yeah, you know, that's why we go to demolition derbies. But hey, you know, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car, and she can't get to school now.
A city spokesman.
That guy's my new best friend. I mean, his honesty. I love that.
Yep, I'm living my life like my name is Billy Tatum right now. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Song of the day. This is one of my favorite things that we get to do. And it's all about us having a song we think would go great with the theme. And then you decide. Because trust me, if I had it my way, my songs would be played every day. I get to push the buttons, but you make the votes. 833-563-2539. You can call in. Let your voice be heard for what song you think should be the song of the day. You can tweet Radio Now AM Show on our Twitter poll. Take a vote there. Radio Now AM Show. And you can text the word on your phone, song. That's S-O-N-G to 52140. All right, let's go this morning to Pork Chop. The theme is your guilty pleasure song. So what is your guilty pleasure song? Enlighten us.
All right. So yesterday I had a 5-hour road trip. Uh-huh. So that's obviously a long time. And you know, some time where you could get a song going that, you know, just makes makes you feel good.
Yeah. I'm kind of worried where he's going with this now.
And I guess it's a guilty pleasure song because I don't think it's a song that a typical 30-year-old male would rock out to.
Okay.
Now so, even more concerned.
Like, windows down, music, turn it up. It's a song right here.
Justin Bieber, Beauty and a Beat.
Beauty
yes!
and a Beat.
Oh my God, feel
like Liv's going to give you her vote today.
I know. Honestly, I might. That's not a guilty pleasure. That's just my everyday.
If you want to vote for that song, Pork Chop Song of the Day, 833-563-2539. Call us now. He's standing by. Radio Now AM Show. Take the Twitter poll. Cast your vote. And you can also do it by texting us the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Liv, what's your song? It's a guilty pleasure song category today.
This song is a song that you would not expect me to like or to listen to, but it's my guilty pleasure. I'll play it and I'll just jam out in my car. I'll play it if I'm just in a really good mood and I just want to rock out, or if I'm, you know, annoyed or angry, I'll play this too while I'm driving.
Cut my life into pieces.
Uh-oh.
This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a f-
I think Liv got my vote today. I hate this. That is a dope song.
I know, it's so good.
Yeah, you just feel guilty listening to that. You're like, this sounds so disturbing, but I really, really like it, guys. All right, well, now I feel like I got nothing. But listen, this might be a sleeper.
Okay.
The reason I like this song, it's a guilty pleasure, because as a man with a beard and a bald head weighing nearly 400 pounds, you'd be like, there's no way Joe can listen to something like that. You would assume I'd listen to Last Resort, and that would have been my song, you know, for my Motivational Monday song. No. My song is very, very popular. And for example, Terry Crews, a big muscular guy, it's his guilty pleasure song. You might have heard of this little ditty by Vanessa Carlton. It's called The Thousand Miles.
Think I'm away downtown, walking fast, faces passing.
Everybody do the keys.
Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd.
You're all doing it right now. If you're driving, you should have your hand on the wheel, but you know you're going to get into an accident just trying to do that. Okay. If you want to vote for my song or Liv, I think I forgot the number. I got so excited. 833-563-2539. You got to call right now while the phone lines are open for the next 3 minutes. That's 833-563-2539. You can text the word song. We've been getting a lot of interaction. I love that from you. Texting's been really popular. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Song of the day. Voting is closed, but let me refresh every song that was up for grabs. Today was a guilty pleasure song. Songs that we like, but we feel kind of guilty listening to. Pork Chop this morning, this was his song. Justin Bieber. Feel like Liv would have voted for that one. Beauty and a Beat. We also had Liv the Web Girl with this banger.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Little Papa Roach right there. I did not expect that out of Liv the Web Girl. I thought she was like, oh, that's so butt rocky.
No, that's why it's my guilty pleasure.
Okay, so you admit you do like a little bit of the BR. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
And my song, just like Terry Crews, I like to play the piano in my head and do the air piano when it comes on. It's A Thousand Miles by Vanessa Carlton.
Make my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm homebound.
Nobody else's air piano? Okay, that's
cool. I didn't air piano because now the competition mode is on.
Oh, you can't support your fellow teammates here. All right, well, hey, Pork Chop is trying to do some kind of weird math.
Feverishly calculating.
Yeah, I don't even know where he gets his math from, but we do take your votes. Radio Now AM Show on Twitter. We have the Twitter poll, which is now closed. You can call in. If you didn't do it today, do it tomorrow, 833-563-2539, because every vote counts. And overwhelming, we've been getting a lot of texts from you, which we appreciate. Texting the word song, S-O-N-G, to this number, 52140. I'm kind of stalling right now, Liv, waiting for Pork Chop to give me the signal that he has a vote. But
got it.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. There we go. Right on command.
Oh, I'm so nervous. I want to listen to my song so
I want to hear mine, too. I want to do some more air piano.
In dead last place, with 21% of the vote, producer Pork Chop.
Aww,
wah, wah.
Pork Chop.
We kind of knew that song didn't have a chance.
I mean, love that song, though, but it's just not a guilty pleasure for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, I'm going to just say who's in first place.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm so nervous.
In first place.
Come on.
50% of the vote.
Oh, my gosh. That's almost a majority.
Live the Web Girl.
What? All right.
You are welcome, everybody. This is going to start your Monday off on a great foot.
The things I learn about people that listen to the show, like, I would never picture that this would be the first song of the day, right? Like the song of the day. But apparently it is. Your guilty pleasure, the winner, Live the Web Girl, with Papa Roach, Last Resort.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation.
Yeah, hey, what's going on? You're rocking out with the best morning show in the country. Yeah.
Oh, that hurts to talk like that. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Live the Web Girl coming out of nowhere with over 50% of the votes for your song of the day, Guilty Pleasure. She went with Papa Roach, Last Resort, and I'm glad to hear that. Now, you know, if I would have picked that song, we would have got 1% of the vote. I'm just throwing that one out there. Hey, we'll do Song of the Day again tomorrow. If you have a theme suggestion, please slide into our DMs, maybe a topic or category you think would be really fun and some songs that would go along with that. Radio Now AM Show. We'd love to hear from you. I would like to know if I'm the only person that does this, because to be honest, I know this is going to come up in marriage counseling. I'm going to go there tonight. And I feel bad for my wife that I do this, but something happens and I can't stop myself. 833-563-2539. I am part sloth as far as being tired, and I don't like to think I'm a lazy person, but guys, yesterday, I don't think I woke up at like 6 in the morning, you know, so I'm used to waking up early on the weekend, but that doesn't mean like I actually got up and started my day. Went up, went to the bathroom so I could go back and relax, didn't want to, you know, wet the bed or anything, and then it's like 9 o'clock, I think my wife let the dogs out, then it's like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, I'm like, okay, she's like, hey, are we going to go eat? We went out, we ate lunch, I just was so hungry, and then after I ate our lunch, I was out, like I was like bloated, I'm like, and I wasn't drunk, I had a beer or two, but I was like...
Did you have a lot to eat or something?
No, I don't. But I don't think it was a lot. I felt full, but I didn't feel like sick to my stomach. Maybe it was the beers. But I laid down yesterday, and she was so mad because we're going to do finances. We got like a new safe. We're going to transfer some old files and just like a little housework, cleaning stuff, and go over the budget for the month and everything. And I crashed to like 4:35 in the afternoon. And she's like, no other human sleeps as much as you do. And I'm like, babe, I'm telling you, there's a lot of people where all they do on the weekend is probably sleep. 833-563-2539. Ladies, does your guy kind of have the same thing that I have going on where, man, they're out like all weekend, they might just sleep? I get why that's frustrating for my wife, Lindsay, but I'm telling her I'm not alone on this one. Am I alone?
I mean, as far as I know, yes.
Oh, great.
I'm busy, literally, every single weekend, all weekend long. I don't remember a weekend where I have not been busy, but I am always constantly running around all weekend long, and same with my boyfriend. We're booked. I don't understand. I wish I could just like lay and be lazy all day one day, but I really am like, I'm not joking. I'm constantly like, I'm either at my parents' house for a birthday or a celebration. I'm either in where I went to college for a friend's birthday, a friend's graduation, a going away party, or I'm at my boyfriend's, like his friend.
So I'm the only
family.
Person, Liv, that does this then, as in your opinion. I'm the only person that sleeps like all day on a weekend. Nobody else has a lazy weekend where they just sleep all day?
Well, maybe you should wake up at a more normal time on the weekends.
But I woke up at 6.
No, that's not normal.
That's early. My body, I don't want to wet the bed, so I woke up, I had to go.
I think, that's fine. You could wake up, go to the bathroom, but go right back to bed and wake up at like 9 or 10.
So, hey, Pork Chop, you also don't think this is normal? I'm not the only person that does
this. I think that would be normal if it was a weekday. To like on the weekdays, people, that's what they do. That, you know, they want to take little naps here or there to help keep them going. On the weekend, that's supposed to be your fun time when you're awake and do fun things or get things done around the house, not nap. So just wake up at a normal time.
Right, and I do think if this is like happening once every 2 months where you have a weekend where you just chill or whatever, then that's fine. If this is happening every single weekend... all weekend, then yeah, I think that's weird.
But I can't help it though, Liv. Like, I feel so tired. I don't know what to do.
I think,
like, she wants me to stay awake and I can't.
I think one, you might be getting too much sleep, which is a real thing. You can get too much sleep. If you get too much sleep, then, like, you know, your body just feels lethargic. Two, I think it could be a messed up sleep schedule because I think you're so used to getting naps on the weekdays that your body almost relies on it now because it's used to it. And three, I think it's your diet.
Okay. You know what's funny? My wife said pretty much the entire thing. I want to thank everybody that called in at 833-563-2539
to support me. You.
Yeah, thank you. Your support was noted this morning. I will keep track of that. Thank you so much.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lady Gaga has been accused of stealing a part of a song for the song Shallow that she wrote in A Star Is Born. So here's the clip from the song Shallow that she wrote.
I'm falling in all the good times. I find myself longing for change.
Okay, and so now here's the clip of the song that she's been accused that she stole.
Can't you see that I'm almost home?
Okay, if that was out before Shallow, I would say that's definitely a lot of it's taken from there.
It
sounds quite similar.
It's very similar. So basically, Lady Gaga's lawyers are saying that, you know, the chords and the riffs that are used in that is super, super common and not anything special. And basically, she didn't steal it.
Okay,
so we'll see,
I disagree.
We'll see how this plays out. Singer Aaron Carter was allegedly charging fans for photos at the Indiana State Fair after he performed this past weekend. And one fan said that Carter first said it would cost her $300 for a photo.
What?
Then when she said she had no money, he dropped the price to $250. After she declined again, Carter allegedly said he'd do it for $50. And then she still was like, dude, I don't have any money. And he was like, okay, I'll do it for free. But the woman refused and was like, no, not even worth it. So then his publicist released a statement saying, Aaron is a part of a tour and the cost of meet and greets are preset. The artists do not negotiate anything with the fans. People can choose to participate or not. Aaron was attempting to explain this to the person who was questioning him about the meet and greet work and how they work, when in fact it should have been a staff member handling this and not Aaron. He was trying to be nice and help out an attendee who was confused. Then, same attendee was watching his show and said, I want it that way, and he still was not happy about it.
I want it that way.
Oh, what did he say? I don't want you at all?
Yes, so he's heard in the clip saying, I don't want you at all, when this fan was saying, I want it that away, which was not nice, but
man,
not surprising.
Would you pay money like to have a photo with any celebrity?
Oh, 1,000%, like, but not Aaron Carter.
Who would you pay $50 to have a photo with? Like Cardi B?
Justin Bieber, Jonas Brothers, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift.
I wouldn't even pay $50 live to get a photo with Nick Carter, let alone Aaron Carter. I mean, no offense. Like, I mean,
no Carters.
I love House Party back in the day,
yeah,
but, you know.
No Carters am I paying $50 for. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have called it quits after less than 8 months of marriage. I know, so sad. The singers released a statement saying Liam and Miley have agreed to separate at this time. Ever evolving, changing as partners and individuals, they have decided that it's what's best while they both focus on themselves and careers. So Cyrus took to social media for a lengthy post saying, don't fight evolution because you will never win. Change is inevitable. So sources are saying they're not surprised about the breakup because they've been struggling for months now because Miley has been getting this kind of second wind and urgency in her music career. And Liam is more, you know, laid back, chill, doesn't want to be in the spotlight, is more kind of grounded. And Miley's just really trying to focus on her career. So they have been struggling for months now trying to make it work. And these split rumors started when Miley took a photo and posted it to Instagram on a boat in Italy without her engagement ring and wedding ring. Then that is when the rep decided to let it leak that they actually have split.
That's a bummer.
Right. But now Miley Cyrus this weekend was spotted kissing Brody Jenner's ex, Caitlyn Carter, in Italy. And so now the whole internet is exploding and saying that Miley and Caitlyn are like kissing and making out and they are together. And so Brody Jenner actually commented on one of their pictures and said, "Hot girl summer." And then he also put on his Instagram, "Next you'll see me and Liam walking hand in hand on the beach," kind of like making a joke of it. So I have no idea what's happening to that. Miley Cyrus is pansexual, so it could make sense. Actor Fred Savage's kids go to school with Beyonce and Jay-Z's daughter, and he says that they are great parents. Savage co-starred with Beyonce in the 2002 film Austin Powers and Goldmember, and said that he was so nervous to talk to her at school when he first saw her.
Beyonce, hello.
Yeah, and then he said that the couple is constantly at school, involved in volunteering, are at literally every school event for the kids. So Savage said it took him a while to go up to her and say hi, but when he did it, she said, "I know who you are. I saw you at the beginning of the school year. I just didn't want to come up and say hi and bother you." And Fred Savage was like, "Beyonce, bother me any day of the week."
It'd be funny, like Beyonce, "So how's Topanga doing?
Yeah.
Is she doing all right?" Live the Web Girl with the garbage. Thank you so much.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
"I just killed my mom and my sister."
The city is preoccupied with the killer, who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips to any unsolved crime that might be happening in your area. If you want to call them, do that today. 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Liv the Web Girl, what are we doing today for Murder Monday?
Today we're talking about what happened when three boys tried to make an ultimate satanic sacrifice. So our story first starts with three boys in the summer of 1995 in a small town in California off the Central Coast. Royce Casey was 16 years old, Jacob Delaschmidt was 17, and Joseph Fiorola was 15. They were all friends who bonded over being outcasts. They were known troublemakers in school and did not fit in. The three young men were avid drug users, using meth or acid daily. Jacob, the oldest, had an interest in the devil and had a lot of books and information on satanic worshiping. With all three boys looking for something to be a part of, they decided to intrigue this interest, and they started a death metal band to worship the devil.
Well, that sounds like a fun show to go to.
The band's name was Hatred, with the T being a cross. And the group became obsessed with other death metal bands that talked about Satan and sacrifices, looking up to the band Slayer the most. They started to fantasize on what kind of sacrifices they would do and how they would do it. That's when Joseph, the youngest of the boys, really started to push them and motivate them that they should commit a sacrifice themselves. The first sacrifice they committed was going into a graveyard at night and marking the headstones of people they wanted to come back to dig up and rob. As they continued with their death metal music and listening to the lyrics, they become more and more fascinated with torturing and murdering in honor of Satan. They learned that the ultimate sacrifice was to get the blood of a pure virgin. That's when they started to watch and stalk Elise Paler. Elise had met Jacob a year before, and he saw the blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl as a pure virgin. They were friends and would occasionally hang out at the same parties. Elise was a very kind and nice girl. She didn't like hanging out with the popular group because she felt like they excluded people. So she would hang out with the group that seemed to include everyone. She would drink and smoke marijuana here and there and would sneak out of her parents' house past curfew to hang out with friends. One night, the 15-year-old girl gets a call from Jacob about a chill hangout. She sneaks out of her parents' house and meets up with Royce, Jacob, Joseph, and another boy named Travis Williams. They take her to a wooded area near the water. They're all standing there hanging out. And then Travis pretends to fall down a small hill to the water. Elise hops down to make sure he is okay and everything's all right. And that's when the other boys toss Travis a knife and start chanting, "Do it, do it, do it." But Travis stood there frozen and couldn't go through with it. Elise must have thought it was a joke because she never reported the incident.
What?
When we come back, I will tell you how the boys finally committed their ultimate sacrifice to Satan.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
I live the web girl. Where do we leave off and where are we going for Murder Monday?
Okay, so just a heads up, this next part is very graphic.
So listener discretion.
Yes, a listener discretion. So when I left off, Royce, Jacob, and Joseph were all very committed to the devil and satanic worshiping. They had been stalking Elise Paler for a while now and continued to plan her sacrifice, but this time without Travis. On the night of July 22nd, 1995, 15-year-old Elise got a call from her friend Jacob about a promised hangout at a eucalyptus grove. After laying in bed and watching a movie with her parents, she snuck out to meet her three friends. They walked her to a wooded area, one similar to the first time. Elise was talking to Royce and Joseph when Jacob took off his belt, walked up behind her, and put it around her neck and started choking her. As she was struggling and trying to fight, Royce held her hands and Joseph pulled out a hunting knife and stabbed her over and over again in the neck. When she falls to the ground, both Royce and Joseph stabbed her in the back. Even with being stabbed so many times, Elise was still alive and was screaming out for her mom and crying out prayers. That's when Royce stomped on the back of her neck and they never heard her make another sound.
Ugh.
Each one of the boys took turns sexually assaulting her body. The next morning, the Palers went to go wake up their daughter and notice that she was gone. It was very unlike her, so they called the police to report a missing person. The police did not see the urgency in this case and ruled that she was a runaway. The Palers hung up flyers all around town and tried to search for her as much as they possibly could. It wasn't until March 16th, 1996, 8 months later, that Royce went to the police. Royce had admitted to what he and his two friends did. He said he was coming clean because of a newfound religious belief and because he thought Joseph and Jacob were going to murder again and it could possibly be him. He had started to separate himself from the band and was scared of what they were going to do because of what he knew. Royce led them to an isolated eucalyptus grove, and that's when the body of Elise Paler was found, less than a mile away from her parents' home. Later, an autopsy showed that Elise had 12 stab wounds, and none of which were fatal, meaning that the cause of death was a slowed bleed out. She had been alive for the majority of the experience on that July night.
Man.
Royce had admitted that throughout the 8 months of her missing, all three boys would make frequent visits back to her body to continue to sexually assault her corpse. Oh. He said that the three boys had thought that whatever was the worst thing they could do would be the best tribute and sacrifice to the devil and would get them into hell. The three boys believed that this sacrifice would ultimately enhance their musical abilities in their death metal band, and they would be able to go professional.
How delusional.
All of that was done to be able to make your band go professional. Royce, Joseph, and Jacob were all charged with first-degree murder with special circumstances, which would be torture and rape. All three were tried as adults. They were sentenced to 26 years to life in prison. The Paylor family started a nonprofit organization for misogynistic lyrics in rock music in honor of their daughter. And a small tribute with pictures and crosses lays at the murder site in honor of Elise Paylor. If you would like to see photos of Elise and the three boys, you can go to our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show to check it out. That's Murder Monday.
Wow, that was heavy.
Very heavy, very dark, very graphic.
Liv the Web Girl, thank you very much for Murder Monday today. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. You can be part of this conversation right now, 833-563-2539. I'm actually going to bring on Lenny Bree. He's our technical producer in Houston on Houston's new Radio Now 92.1. Lenny, why exactly did you miss coming into work? Like, why did your alarm not go off? And that's what I want to ask everybody else, too. What did you miss because your alarm did not go off? 833-563-2539. But would you like to explain yourself?
Listen, don't trust iPhone alarms. Don't trust your phone alarm. You need to get an analog clock because my charger shorted out. And yeah,
caught my bed on fire. And no, dude, but that's not on loan. That's not like a one-off story. I think your story is very common. That's why you got to have like a old school clock that even if you lose power, that thing's still gonna ring.
I will say that morning, Liv was absolutely terrified.
I was almost in tears. I was so scared that something had happened to you. I think I called your phone like a billion times. I even like when they're like, okay, yeah, like let's stop calling him. Like let's call like, you know, someone else
call
to get
Laura
there.
To
yeah,
have
call
her come
Laura
in.
To get there. And then I was like, okay. And then I like went outside the studio and like kept calling you because I was so scared.
You're so Liv, dramatic you. Though. She's like, everybody's dead.
I'm sorry, I do Murder Mondays. I can't help it.
Speaking of Liv, I'm sure there's been a time or two where you've missed an alarm, huh?
Yeah, what happened to you? Oh, there has been for sure.
Yeah, I've just missed a lot of alarms. The same thing though, like my charger has like not been plugged in and I thought it was or
charger,
got unplugged.
Charger
in the middle
unplugged
of the night.
Is code word for drunk. Okay.
Yes. No.
What's code word for hungover? What's your next excuse?
No.
Power failure.
I don't think I've honestly
brown out.
You know what? One time I did miss I think one of my sister's birthdays because I was hungover.
Wow, okay.
But that was back in college.
833-563-2539. I want you to call in right now, and I want you to share your story like of an incident that happened. Like, what did you miss because your alarm didn't go off? I bet a lot of people have been affected by travel. Like that probably, they miss like traveling, catching something.
Oh, yeah.
That's my biggest fear. Like, I wish that I could have a flight every day that goes after 12 o'clock. Like, those early morning flights when you have to like board at 5 or 6, I'm like, this is just, we're playing Russian roulette here. This ain't good.
I had my friends miss their flight on their way coming back from spring break because there was only one girl that had her phone plugged in to her charger. And for some reason, her charger, I guess, shorted out or something, or like the hotel's outlet wasn't a good outlet. And so none of them woke up to an alarm. And so they all missed their flight coming home from Panama.
And see, the thing about that is I don't get, like, why don't you have another layer of security there, like calling the front desk, hey, we'd like a wake-up call.
Well, because they were drunk the night before. They were out partying.
I almost missed an interview, but I didn't. This was, like, when I was still in college. I applied to be an intern at Fox News, like, New York.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, I had to wake up really early because getting into New York City from Central Jersey, oh, terrible.
Right.
Anyways, I did wake up late, but I miraculously made it in. That's why I didn't get hired, because they probably wanted me there early. I made it right on time.
Yeah,
that's why you didn't get hired, I'm sure.
All right, 833-563-2539. We'll take your calls next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. We're about to play a little game this morning called Finish the Lyrics. Now, here's how it works. We get three songs each. We can listen to the song two times, and we need some teammates. So if you want to call right now and play along, 833-563-2539. We'll take somebody for Team Joe, and we'll take somebody for Team Liv. We have to guess what the next word is when the song stops, okay? So that's the big factor in this one. And also, we can ask our teammate, whoever we get at 833-563-2539. We can ask them, Liv, for help, but only one time. So.
I am definitely going to need someone who's going to be willing to help because I am not good at this game we're playing. I am not good. I'll say it right there. But if you want to be involved, then be my team partner because I'm going to use you.
I feel like it's a skill, but sometimes it also depends on what song is Porkchop going to pick. Because sometimes they're so obscure, I feel, that like nobody actually knows those lyrics. And once we get you on there, we'll play a 15 to 20 second clip, and then we'll get going. And I think we're ready to begin. 833-563-2539. If we got a teammate, we can go with that. And we'll start out right now. We'll wait for a teammate. Liv, would you like to go first or second today for Finish the Lyrics?
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I'm going to get it out of the way.
Okay, Liv, here's your first song. Listen closely. Good luck.
Girl, sit your hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday Night.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Let's see.
Saturday Night.
Nice.
Don't believe me, just watch. Ow!
All right. 1-0 lead right now with Liv the Web Girl. I'm impressed.
By the way, there is a hidden theme. And if you could get the hidden theme, you get 1 point.
Okay.
And you could buzz in at any time and tell me, but you only get one chance.
Okay,
here's my turn now. I'm going to give it a go and see how I do for Finish the Lyrics.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my...
Oh, this is so easy. See, today I feel like it's easy. Final answer is going to be Destiny.
Destiny.
Yeah. Okay.
Dang.
All right, Liv, it's a tie game going into round number two. Here is your song.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off to my...
Ooh, she looks perplexed.
Off through my... Play it again.
All right, last time.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
All through my, I want to say it begins with an S. I'm going to say all through my seasons.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
City.
All through my seasons. Summer, winter, and the fall.
Da,
da, da. All right, this is my chance to take the lead.
Oh, no.
Here we go, round number two. I'll finish the lyrics.
This next part is my
favorite
part. This time to shine. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy.
Boogie, come on, it's Boogie.
Grab it,
yeah!
Yeah. Go down and get to it.
Liv, I want to guess the theme.
Wait, hold on. Okay, hold that thought. I knew it. I was debating using either that Boogie part or the other part. He says hoedown. You just said get down, so I should have used that part, and you would have been wrong.
But I said Boogie.
I know.
Oh,
I just said
okay.
Use the other part.
Sorry, I'm so caught up in me going 2-for-2 and having the lead right now that I couldn't even realize what you were saying.
Liv thinks she knows the theme for 1 point. What is it?
I think it's like dance songs by guys, by boys.
That's not the answer I have written down, and I did write down an answer. But
all right. Man, you really needed that. Here we go. If I get this, that is a game over, folks.
Well, it's my turn now.
Oh, it is. My bad. I mean, if you miss this, it's game over.
Okay.
Either way, pressure's on you to fail. So here you go.
I want to see you out that door, baby. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye.
Joe. I want to guess the theme.
No, it's me.
I want to guess the theme.
Well, let me guess my word first.
I think I guess right now.
The word's full.
How do you spell that?
F-O-O-L.
Okay, good.
All right. Well, then are we seeing her answer first? Because I buzzed in before her.
Yes.
I thought you said full, like F-U-L-L.
No, F-O-O-L.
All right. Well, either way, I can win the game right now because I'm going to buzz in and guess the theme. All the artists begin with B.
No.
Blanco Brown, Backstreet Boys.
and walk the moon.
Oh, okay. See, I wasn't really paying attention. All right, well, good. Well, now if I get this, I win the game. So either way.
Oh my gosh, please don't get it. Please don't get it.
Here's my song. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, this is so easy. Here we go. Yeah. Next thing I knew, she was all up on me. She was all up on me. I'm going to say it's either screaming or saying. I'm going to play it again. The homies. Screaming. She's all, okay, so why would she just be saying, yeah? She'd be screaming it because she's all up on Usher. Final answer, screaming. Let's see. Screaming. Yeah! Thank you. Woo!
Still no other guesses?
I mean, they're all
and
men.
And they stay there!
They're all songs that I played at my wedding this weekend when I DJ'd.
Hold on.
Are you kidding me?
That is, seriously, Pork Chop, use your brain right now. I want you to think about this.
You're literally kidding right now.
How do we know what songs you played at the wedding that you did when we weren't there?
Because they're like songs that you would hear at a wedding.
But we were not.
Not necessarily.
It doesn't, are you kidding me? I play these at every wedding. Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars, Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance. All right, whatever.
All right, well, hey, I won even though Pork Chop put in. Liv,
hey,
you had no chance.
Thank you for putting together the game.
Yes,
oh, you're welcome.
Thank
sure.
you. With yeah. the weird obscure, hey, if you were at the wedding, you'd know the answer to this. You guys should have been there. Producer Pork Chop almost passed out during his haircut, and he's saying the reason why is pretty embarrassing. 833-563-2539. We're going to hear his story, but I want to know, maybe you did pass out or you came so close. Share that story with us. What happened? What caused it? 833-563-2539. So your haircut looks good, but what the heck happened?
It does look really good.
Thank you. Yeah, so I was sitting in the chair getting my hair cut, and everything was totally fine. And then all of a sudden, towards the end, like she was finishing up, and I just looked in the mirror, and I was like, hey, random question for you. Do you think, like, my hair, like, is it's getting pretty thin up there, huh? Because I noticed it was, like, getting really thin, and, like, I'm really starting to notice, like, badly. And I was hoping she'd be like, yeah, no, it's fine. And she's like, yeah, no, it's okay, but yeah. And then she started, like, suggesting products. And then I kept, like, looking in the mirror more and more. And then I just, for some reason, I don't know, I got, like, lightheaded and I freaking almost passed out because I feel like I'm going bald.
So wait, that made you, like, almost pass out?
Yeah,
fear?
Like, I literally told her, I was like, you know, I have to stand up real quick. So I stood up and that made it worse. And then I remember being told, if you feel like you're going to faint, put like your head down, like between your knees.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I did and that helped. But I literally almost passed out.
That is so mortifying. Like people in the next chairs over to you being like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with him? Be like, he just found out his hair's thinning really bad.
But isn't that, I don't know.
That
it's
haircut
so embarrassing.
Killed him.
That is kind of embarrassing, and it's also extremely funny.
833-563-2539. Why did you faint or like almost pass out? Pork Chop apparently was traumatized by the fact that he's balding. Can you take your headphones off real quick just for us in studio?
Please, no.
All right. So I see, I mean, there's a bald spot coming in, but that's normal, man. That's just, you have what they call male pattern baldness. This is coming from a guy that went bald when he was like 19.
Honestly, it looks better shorter.
It does. Like this, it's less noticeable.
It's at a shorter length than it was before, and it's less noticeable.
I guess that makes sense.
Now, what's that thing, the flip you have in your hair right now? What's that called?
Oh, I have no idea. Hairstyle?
It's cool right now. Like, it hasn't thinned out, but it's thinning up there, too. You need to be careful, because some guys, I almost call it, like, the island hair, where they have, like, a patch of hair here. It's its own little island. Then it's bald, and then there's more in the back. Once an island happens, once the hair divides into two different continents or pieces of land, you've got to shave your head.
You've got to shave your entire head.
Really?
Yes.
Or take Rogaine or start doing, be proactive with it.
Ugh.
I would start being proactive right now. Actually, right now.
I'm getting faint right now.
Dude,
okay,
no,
okay.
Stop.
Air
you and Liv,
off,
each one of you are passing out. 833-563-2539. A lot of people, too, I think, might have went to the doctors. Were you given, like, blood before or, like, needles? I know this doesn't bother me. A lot of people get, like, really lightheaded when that happens.
I actually have fainted from needles before.
I have fainted from getting blood drawn as well.
Wait, okay. I want to hear both these stories. Okay. Liv, what happened with your blood drawn?
Well, first, fainted one time during a sorority like initiation, the first part of our sorority initiation. I was a freshman. It was like after the first weekend of school.
What'd they do?
So I was, it was like welcome week. And so I had been like drinking and like all over the place, just like dehydrated in general. And then you have to stand for, I think like it felt like 3.5 hours straight. I had no breakfast, no water, no coffee. And everyone else in the chapter gets to sit besides the new people.
Yeah.
So we were standing there in this hot hall in, on the college campus in this like white dress with these like stockings on because we have to be pure like virgins for like initiation.
What college did you go
and
to?
And I got so lightheaded and all of a sudden I grabbed my friend's hand who was sitting next to me and then just went down.
Did
and
you kind
of pulled her down with me. I mean, I passed out. I didn't hit my head hard. But yeah, I passed out in the middle, and it was I barely knew these girls at all. I had known these girls for maybe a week.
So if you passed out, did they kick you out then?
No, they kept me.
Okay, 833-563-2539. I want to go to Jessica. Hey, Jessica, tell us your story about why you fainted or almost passed out. What happened?
When I was in labor with my daughter, my doctor came to check me, and when she told me that she was coming, I fainted.
Really? Because you were just so nervous?
I had gone through a lot up to that point, and as soon as she told me, okay, here she's coming, I'm like, oh God, and I passed out.
Now, did you wake up, like, because I don't know how you could sleep during the pushing part. Did you instantly wake up?
No. Or? I think it was probably pretty quick. I would say probably 10 or so seconds that I was like,
out.
I bet every woman's like, I wish.
Back to reality, and I felt it all. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I bet every woman wishes they could pass out during that and just be asleep for it.
Yeah, just wake up and the baby's out. Like, yeah, good job. You're done.
Well, hey, Jessica, that's insane. Thanks for calling in this morning to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Let's go this morning to Mickey. Hey, Mickey, what's your story about fainting or almost passing out?
So I flew to New York one winter and hadn't flew in years and flew back home. And couldn't figure out why my chest was hurting. And come to find out, after I got done cleaning my house, I'd like literally just passed out. And woke up and went to the doctor. And come to find out, I had blood clots on each lung.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
That's insane. Yeah. That is absolutely insane. Wow. Are you okay?
Yeah,
like, what did they do?
So I was hospitalized for 3 days. I was in ICU for 3 days.
Wow.
And they ended up putting me on blood thinners for pretty much the rest of my life. And I'm 38 now. This happened back in 2010.
And what was the cause? Do they know? Like, is that just genetics?
No. I think from going on and off of birth control like in my early 20s.
Okay. Well, we're glad you're okay or at least doing better. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's wrap it up with Courtney. Hey, Courtney, you're on Jill on the Radio Now Morning Show. We're talking about, you know, why did you faint or almost pass out? Pork Chop almost passed out getting his hair cut because was it a barber or was it a stylist?
Stylist.
Sorry, stylist. She's like, Pork Chop, you're losing some hair up there. What's your story, Courtney?
Well, I was at my friend's house and we were helping watch a bunch of little kids. And one of the little girls ended up somehow slicing her hand on something. I don't even know what it was, maybe the edge of the shelf.
Ugh.
And normally I'm okay with blood, but for some reason that day I wasn't feeling that great, and I literally passed out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. She's like, oh, no.
So now two people are down and need help.
Could you imagine those poor kids in, like, little kindergarten or whatever class they're in? They're like, she's bleeding. This lady falls down. She's dead.
Oh, no.
Like, that had to be the most traumatic experience of those kids' life that day.
It was at a daycare. So, yeah, that was actually pretty bad.
Wow.
I've got two more quick, funny stories, too, how I actually did faint.
Thank you, Courtney.
I fainted getting my ears pierced. And,
of course. That checks out. That's on brand for you.
And I almost passed out when working out. That was last year, but that's when I found out I had the health problems. But can you believe that? I'm there working out, and then just everyone's all looking at me, all the big guys, and I'm just down and out.
They're like, damn, he's really out of shape.
Yeah.
Like all he is doing is checking his Instagram on that bench over there, and he passed out.
Taking selfies.
Oh, well, we're glad you're okay, and that didn't happen. So sorry about the baldness, though.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Model Gigi Hadid revealed on Instagram that she was robbed during a recent trip to Mykonos, Greece, and says she will never return. Hadid posted images of her trip, but told her followers to not let social media fool you and that she would not recommend going there and to spend your money elsewhere. She said that it was just personal belongings that were stolen, and thankfully no one got hurt. I think that's pretty harsh, though. I mean, one, you
it
get
could
robbed
happen
one
anywhere.
Time. Exactly.
I mean, it sucks to get robbed, but it's, I guarantee you could go anywhere and something bad could happen.
Right, which makes me think that maybe it was the authorities there that just weren't very urgent with the matter. That
well,
maybe
if,
that's
if
why.
If people get robbed or mugged all the time, Liv, they're like, oh, let's stop everything for you. It's probably pretty
right.
common.
Right. Caitlyn Jenner posted the picture of her wrong daughter on social media over the weekend for
Oops.
Kylie's birthday. On Saturday, it was Kylie's 22nd birthday, and Caitlyn posted, "Life was so simple back then, but life is good today. Happy birthday to my little baby, at Kylie Jenner." But she posted a picture of Kendall, not Kylie.
That ain't cool.
No, she quickly deleted the first message and posted a second message with a much simpler caption, "Happy birthday, at Kylie Jenner." And this time she included a photo of both daughters. So super, super embarrassing. Model Josh Kloss, the love interest of Katy Perry in her 2010 music video for Teenage Dream, claims that the pop star sexually assaulted him. He claims to have seen Katy a couple times after the breakup with Russell Brand. He recalls that when he brought a friend to a birthday party and turned to introduce the friend to Perry, she pulled down his pants and exposed his items.
Wiener.
To a
Frank
couple.
And beans.
To a
Johnson.
Okay, we get it. Yes.
Okay, sorry.
She exposed his penis to a couple of her guy friends.
Whoa,
and
whoa,
the
whoa,
crowd
whoa, whoa,
around
whoa, whoa.
Them.
Liv. God, I can't believe you said that. Okay.
Kloss says he was lured by her team to not discuss anything about Katy publicly. Her team allegedly edited some of his interviews after the gig as well. He says he is coming out with this now because he believes we are only focusing on perverse men with power and that women with power can just be as disgusting. He posted a lengthy Instagram post about it. So I'm just going to read like two lines from it so you can understand the tone. He said, "So, happy anniversary to one of the most confusing, assaulting, and belittling jobs I've ever done. Yay, hashtag teenage dream. I was actually going to play the song and sing it on ukulele for the anniversary, but then as I was turning, I thought, blank this, I'm not helping her BS image another second." So he is not happy about it.
I mean, good for him, because often like we look at like, what do you mean she sexually assaulted you, bro? That does happen. And Porkchop just gave me this. He's saying, if you're looking for words to use for future stories, you could say,
"Oh, you touch my ta-la-la. My ding-ding-dong."
So those are other
noted,
options.
Noted. Thank you. Cardi B fans reacted after the rapper revealed she doesn't put ketchup in her fridge. On Friday, she tweeted, "People who put ketchup in their fridge are not to be trusted." When a fan asked where she put the condiment, she replied, "On the top of the fridge, where it is nice and room temperature to put on your eggs in the morning." Like, imagine cold ketchup on your freaking eggs. That's so disgusting. That really pisses me off. One fan commented, "You're disgusting. I bet you eat mayonnaise too with your filthy blank." Cardi also shared she doesn't believe syrup or hot sauce should be refrigerated. I think this is a maniac move. If you're in your own home, ketchup should be in a refrigerator.
I want to talk about this around 9, 8 central. So if you want to DM us right now, Radio Now AM Show, or tweet us, let us know your thoughts on this. But we have to cover this hard-hitting news.
That's garbage.
Liv the Web Girl, thank you so much for the garbage this morning. You can say I'm overreacting, Liv, but if my now wife Lindsay did this, I'd be like, whoa, 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 pump the brakes. Hey, it's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. And Liv the Web Girl, what happened with one of your, I guess, what, girlfriends and her boyfriend?
Yes. Okay, so one of my friends from college, she is dating a boy, and they've lived together for about, like, I think a year and a half or something, but they've been together for almost 3 years.
It's a pretty long time.
Right. And they're both, I mean, they've been living together for a year and a half, and things are going great. Mm-hmm. And everything like that. And so there's this like really famous wedding venue where she lives, and she's always wanted to get married there, but it's like kind of expensive. And also the wait list is just crazy, crazy long. Like it can sometimes have like a 2 to 3 year wait list.
That sucks. I didn't have that long, but when I got married, like to my wife and I, she was actually, my wife was mad when I proposed. She's like, "Oh, well, we'll never find anything next year because you waited too late in the year." Heads up, guys, do it early in the year.
Right, exactly. That's like a real thing. And like you can pay an absurd amount of money to like jump the wait list, but okay. She doesn't have that kind of money and her parents don't either. So she decided to put her name on the wait list because it's like a 2 to 3 years long and she's expecting to be engaged within the next 2 to 3 years. I mean, they're living together a year and a half. They both have great jobs. They're in a great place in their relationship. It's something that they've talked about, like marriage in the future. So she just did a very harmless thing and put her name down.
I'm out, Liv. I'm out of that. If I'm that boyfriend, finding out you're signing up for our wedding venue.
Well, so then that's what happened. So he was on her phone, like just like, I guess, like on Spotify, changing okay. music and stuff.
Yeah.
And she got a text message from the venue just confirming her like name reservation, mm-hmm. like putting her name down on the wait list. So he found it and was like, what is this? What is going on? What do you mean? And then she like was trying to calm him down and explain it to him and things like that. But he is like freaked out. But I don't think this is a big deal at all.
Why is it not a big deal then? Because to me it is. I see where this guy's coming from. In 833-563-2539. Is this a big deal? Like, should the guy be freaking out or like Liv and the girl, is it not that big of a deal? Why is it not a big deal?
It's not a big deal because if you are living with your significant other, you are already making a long-term commitment to them, in my mind. You have already committed to them. I wouldn't live with someone unless I thought that they were the one and I was going to marry them. Eventually. So like clearly they have made that adult commitment in living with each other, spending all of their time together. They've been together for 3 years. They've talked about marriage. I think it is easy to assume that they're going to be engaged within the next 2 to 3 years. Any of our friends would say that about this couple, that they are going to be engaged within the next 2 to 3 years, maybe even sooner, maybe within the next year, honestly, maybe within the next 6 months. Who knows? Because like that's just where they are at in their relationship. So even though they're not engaged yet, she knows he's the one. She knows she's going to marry him. Why not just plan ahead?
I think you're confusing the word commitment with convenience. It's convenient to live with somebody. Your bills are split right there. I don't think that means that there's an ultimate commitment. People live together all the time and they're not committed with each other. If I was this guy, I would be a little upset about that. It'd be one thing if they talked about it. It's like, oh, hey, babe, thanks for taking the initiative. But this is an example of her trying to, like, force his hand. Like, hey, you better propose because I got us a venue.
She knew how he was going to react.
But you know? She like, did it she anyways?
Knew. Nobody. She didn't think that he was going to find out because here's the thing.
So she's sneaking behind his back? Is
no,
that it?
But wait. Say that they get engaged within the next 6 months. And then now they have their name already down on this venue to get married in her dream place.
Or if he breaks up, maybe she'll find a guy in the next couple of years and it could be a different dude.
Then she can cancel it and it's fine.
All right, 833-563-2539. Whose side are you on this one? Do you think that the girl's like doing a smart thing, getting ahead? Because those waiting lists do suck. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Liv the Web Girl has a friend. And Liv thinks this is a genius idea. Ladies, you should be doing this. I say, if I was the boyfriend, I'd be freaking out, which he kind of is. The girl, I guess, made a request at a wedding venue to book it like, it's what, a 2 or 3 year wait already?
Yeah, so she put her name down to be on the wait list. She's been dreaming about getting married at this venue ever since she was a little girl. But there is a 2 to 3 year wait list normally with this. You can jump the wait list if you pay a huge amount of money. She doesn't have that kind of money. Her parents don't have that kind of money. She's been dating a guy for 3 years. They've lived together for a year and a half. So she decided to put her name down to just see what happens.
But they're not even engaged. They're boyfriend, girlfriend.
They're not engaged, but it could be happening literally any time now.
Kendra, please tell me that this is insane.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank God. Preach to the fellow women out there, Kendra. Your voice is now heard.
So, I mean, in all honesty, just because they've been together for so long, that commitment doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get engaged. I mean, maybe they'll just be one of those couples that have, like, the common law marriage. But now he feels the pressure that he has to propose.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. One, it was never meant for him to feel that pressure or know that. But marriage is something that they've talked about. She doesn't want a common law marriage. She wants, you know, the whole ordeal. So if he's doesn't know that by now, then I don't know why he's stuck around.
Kendra, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Let's say hi to Janet. What do you think, Janet?
Well, you know, it's just like ordering your dream come true wedding dress. You're gonna wear this dress no matter what, and you hope it's the one that you know that you're gonna be married to for the rest of your life.
Right?
Is he gonna get mad because you ordered it before you met him? You already had this venue, and it's what you wanted, and you knew that it was gonna be a very long time to get in it. So it shouldn't even matter. And, I mean, for him to even think, that he should be upset about it, you know what? She's going to use that venue anyway, whether it's him or not.
Yeah, I hope she finds a new man, Janet. She needs to find a new man.
Absolutely. Way to go, girl.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Randy this morning. Hey, Randy, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you think?
What up, what up?
Yo, yo.
I'm on Liv's side.
Yeah!
He should have never had conversations with her about getting married and then move in with her and everything if he didn't have anticipations of it happening. And it's 2 to 3 years down the road. Even if he proposed within the next 6 months, that gives them, another year and a half to 2 years to plan the whole thing out.
Yes.
So they got plenty of time, and he's freaking out. He's either got cold feet or it was never a real commitment from the start.
Randy, I'm giving you a one-week ban from Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. You can't be hurting us men like that.
Randy. Well, no, you can't, because my fiance, who I've been with since high school, is actually the only reason I listen to your show.
Oh, great. Well, she's allowed to listen.
And, I love that.
Oh, wait, this
so
just
I gotta
in.
Be, I got to be in her car. I got it.
Okay, no. This just in. I owe you money for saying that. I'm not supposed to discourage any listening. Randy, thank you for listening.
I love Randy.
All right, let's go to Lexi. Hey, Lexi, we'll wrap things up with you. Liv the Web Girl's got a friend. They've been together for a while, her and her boyfriend. And she's like, well, I want this wedding venue. I know it's a 2 or 3 year wait. So even though we're just dating, I'm going to put it on the list, my name. What do you think about that?
I'm actually Team Joe on this one.
Yeah!
What?
Yeah. Because, just because she has a dream wedding, well, maybe he has a dream wedding, too, and it has nothing to do with what she wants. So marriage is about compromise.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But it's kind of no hurt, you know? They have it if they want it, and, you know, if they want something different, then they can talk about that down the road. Oh, my gosh.
That's all I think. Hey, Lexi and everybody else, thank you so much for your calls this morning here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
I'm telling you what, some of these dummy of the day stories you cannot make up. It's like somebody pays these people to commit these crimes and do them in these exact locations. For example, a 21-year-old guy, you know, just getting his license, going out there to the bar, having a good time. Well, he indulged a little bit too much. He was drinking and driving on Saturday, and he got into an accident. He actually hit another car. Ooh. After hitting that car, he lost control, and he was not able to hit his brakes in time. So, Liv, he slammed his car into a building. Guess what that building was?
I'm going to guess. You said it was ironic. Maybe a hospital?
No. The ironic part is that he couldn't brake fast enough. He actually crashed into an auto repair shop called Brakes for Less.
No way! Oh, my gosh.
Which specializes in car repair, especially brakes, and they do it for less than their competition. Now, good thing is this. It was in the middle of the night, so obviously nobody was inside, and because people would have got hurt, he went right through it. You can see the photo. I'll put it up on my Dummy of the Day blog. Luckily, no one was there, and the driver in the other car he hit only suffered minor injuries, but police arrested the man, and they charged him with drunk driving.
Honestly, good, and that is karma. That is honestly karma for breaking into a shop.
Mm-hmm.
That was why you wrecked in the first place, because there's literally no reason people should drink and drive in 2019. Uber and Lyft are the most accessible thing in the entire world.
To be fair, though, if you get a notification saying ding, pork chops, your Uber driver, do you really want to trust that?
Well, for pork chop, that's the only time drinking and driving may.
Okay, no.
I'm just kidding.
Never
I'm
is.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
All right, that's your Dummy of the Day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Okay. I got to work on that. Sorry, Cardi. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. If you missed it with Liv in the Garbage, Cardi B apparently does not put her catsup, or ketchup, whatever you prefer to call it, inside the fridge.
Catsup.
Oh, I know people that call it catsup.
Weird.
Hey, can I get some of that catsup on my burger? Can I get some of that catsup on my fries? She does not put it in her fridge. I mean, she says it needs to be warm, room temperature. But Liv the Web Girl, you like your ketchup cold?
I normally put mine in the refrigerator if I'm at my home. And I, when I'm at my home, I like it to be cold. But I'm not against unrefrigerated ketchup. Like, I will eat it because if you're at a restaurant, majority of that ketchup is not refrigerated.
Correct. It's out there on the table.
Right. I prefer cold ketchup, but I will take room temperature.
833-563-2539. Maybe you got some other rules too. You're like, I put this in my fridge, or I absolutely do not refrigerate this. No, obviously if it says on there, hey, you need to refrigerate this, then that's something that you need to do. Pork chop, I want to know several ways for you. You obviously worked, if people didn't know, in the restaurant industry, but what do you think? What's your personal belief?
So I like ketchup on certain things too. And I, at home, I'm the same as Liv. Like, I like my ketchup cold. I put it in the refrigerator. And if I have eggs at home, I want cold ketchup on my eggs. And I'm totally fine with that. But if I go out to eat and the only option is the ketchup on the table, I'll put room temperature ketchup on my eggs. And I'm fine with that, too.
Now, I'm not trying to switch sides, but I kind of feel like Cardi B has a point here. Because you're right. Like, I actually, like, I love hash browns, for example. Different than eggs, but they're still hot and warm.
Yeah.
I love, like, room temperature ketchup when I go to a diner and I get that, or a restaurant.
Right.
I don't think it would ruin it if it was cold, but unless it would, maybe if it was really, really cold. But I, yeah. I feel like she's got a point. As long as, because why would restaurants not put it in the fridge? Like, if they were smart, they're like, okay, let me go grab it out of the fridge for you, out of our storage unit.
I know, it's so interesting because when you think about it in your home, you just automatically think of putting it in the refrigerator. Like, I don't know anyone that does not keep their ketchup in their refrigerator at their home. But then when you eat out, You never have that. Even if you're eating ketchup from packets, it's still room temperature.
Samantha, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. If you want to call in, 833-563-2539. Do you like your ketchup cold in the fridge, or you like Cardi B, you're going to keep it on top of the fridge?
I like my ketchup cold. Usually when I go out to restaurants, you know how they leave it out? I order ranch because they usually keep that cold.
Interesting. So no, you won't even have room temperature ketchup.
Yeah, no.
Let's say you're like pregnant and you're craving it. You go out to eat. Do you make them put some in the refrigerator and then bring it to you?
I mean, if you're pregnant, all those hormones are going to make you do that, right?
Yeah, and you don't say no. She's got like a spork or something. Yes, ma'am.
I have a friend who keeps their jar of pickles out on the counter.
No.
They don't refrigerate their pickles and they hate cold pickles. They only like room temperature pickles.
I mean, they're pickles, so they're fine if they are room temperature, but like, don't you like that cold crisp, the crunch of a pickle?
I think it is a psychopath move. Who keeps pickles not in the refrigerator?
I don't know.
That is insane.
Obviously, a psychopath can live the web girl, so there you go. If you have anything that you want to contribute, you can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show. That is what you call a show. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Wrapping up a Monday edition. If you missed anything or want to check it out again, like Murder Monday, maybe our game of Finish the Lyrics, all the fun stuff that went down today, go to RadioNowIndy.com. You'll find Monday Motivation, Joe's Need to Know News, your Dummy of the Day, and a podcast and so much more. Live the Web Girl, what do you got going on today? How's your day looking?
I'm hoping I can get a nap in today. I'm just still tired from the weekend, but I do actually end up having to go to work later tonight. I'm not thrilled about that, but...
You
oh,
should.
Well.
Can you reschedule Mondays? I feel like Monday's the worst day if you have two jobs. Like, I need Monday off.
I know. And my Monday shift at my second job at Cycle Bar is the longest shift that I have. So it's just, ugh. But it's like I get it over today, and then the rest of the week is kind of a breeze.
Okay, well, I guess that's one way to look at it. Get the stuff out of the way, and you can relax. Pork Chop, how's your day looking?
Well, right now, I'm pulling up my handy-dandy trusty Apple iPhone weather app.
It's supposed to be cloudy all day.
Yeah, like cloudy, and right now it's 76, 85. So that's looking like a good disc golf day to me, Joe.
I don't know. There's chances of rain. I just got a notification on my Weather Channel app, so.
Not till like late tonight, and if it does rain, so what? We need the little wash off.
Well, we've talked about this before. Your janky app that you use that comes on your iPhone is nothing compared to the Weather Channel app, so I trust Joe's weather prediction more than
yours. You
gotta
step it up.
You know what I just thought?
What?
You and me, Liv, have to go shopping today.
I have to work.
Dude.
Quit your job right now. Liv quits. She's not coming in.
You promised me.
I don't think I ever promised.
Yes, I'm going to Tennessee tomorrow for the music video that they're shooting, and I have to look good. I need clothes.
Okay, you do need clothes. That's true. Okay, maybe I mean, I have to work today, so let me see if I can figure out my schedule, and maybe I'll take you shopping.
And I actually have some money. My budget is $60.
Wow. In a fat person store where I have to shop, that's not even a pair of jeans. What, I kid 60? You not.
I need more than 60?
No. I'm just saying I'm happy for you because I'm saying like if I went, like the shirt I'm wearing, I'm the cheapest guy in the world. Like this is a nice button up. I think this is a $60 shirt at the fat guy store. It is because you're fat and all the material. All
right. I'll take you to H&M. I'm 100. Sure they have sizes for 100? You. No, we're sticking to 60.
$500.
This is why you're broke. You always up your budget. We'll stick to 60.
$1,000.
We're sticking to 60, and I'm taking you to H&M. We can get closer.
Okay.
Okay, listen. Don't pay rent this month for one music video, which we may not even see you after the editing's done. Do it. All right. Well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.